And we're back with segment two of our 70s AM radio show. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Adrian.
We've got some really good stuff here, kicking it off with one of my favorite Canadian artists, Randy Bachman.
Surprise, surprise.
Love is blind. Well, I don't know, but
Soldier boy kisses girl, leaves behind a tragic world. But he won't mind, he's in love and he says love is fine. Oh yes indeed, we know that people will find a way to go no matter what the man says. Love is fine for all we know. For all we know, our love will grow. That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man said? He said,
bound for nowhere. I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, 'cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
And we're back. That was Kenny Rogers with The Gambler. Before that, we had Wings with Listen to What the Man Said, particular favorite of Adrian's.
Oh,
they
yes.
kicked it off with Back to Dirt or Overdrive and Let It Ride.
You know, folks, I'm not a big fan of Wings. Paul McCartney is great when he was with the Beatles. When it started with Wings, is a departure from the Beatles and kind of kept departuring, you know, similar to, you know, Neil Young. But he never really had to get back to writing good songs. And I think the reason for it is because there's no way anybody could claim that there is a possibility Paul McCartney is not a good songwriter. He never had to write a good song again, or even try. I don't know. I mean, Band on the Run was not horrible, as Anthony was telling me earlier.
Yeah.
It's true.
But that was the follow-up to it, which is just, wow, that's probably my least favorite Paul McCartney song. But that being said, it was all over 70s AM radio here in Canada. It was huge.
Some of the stuff that Anthony picks is just to torture me, and unfortunately, folks are the collateral victims of his mania with picking songs that might be annoying to me.
Right.
But if you did like it, good for you. You know, you've enjoyed more of this show than I have so far. The rest of them, especially the Gambler, I love that song. Backman Turner, Overdrive, that's good. Everything else is good. It's just every once in a while, it just hits me with it.
We'll be back with some more great classics from 70s AM radio. Take care.